Estevan. While the results might not have been as desired, the Estevan Comprehensive School Elex senior girls basketball team still had a good showing on and off the court during the annual shoot for a cure basketball tournament Friday and Saturday. 8 teams entered this year's tournament, entertaining fans with the basketball played on the court while raising funds for ECS grade 11 student Ty Lassie, who is currently fighting cancer. Estevan went 0-3 in the tournament. During the annual pink game against the Weyburn Comprehensive School Eagles, in which the Elex donned pink jerseys and other pink gear, the Elex lost 66-65. Estevan held the lead for most of the game, and didn't surrender the advantage until early in the fourth quarter. Weyburn went on a 20-4 run to lead 61-52 midway through the final frame, but Estevan fought back to the delight of the large crowd at the ECS gymnasium. Our team is mostly made up of grade 9s and 10s, so for them to compete this season against mostly grade 11 and 12 players, I was proud with how they never gave up, no matter what the score was, said head coach Jesse Smoljak. We had some mental errors, and it showed the lack of maturity in our first game against Weyburn to lose by 1 point. It was an exciting game to play at home though, especially after the McLeod series was cancelled. I thought it was a positive experience for both teams, but even the crowd did a great job of creating that positive atmosphere, Smoljak said. They were nervous, since it was their first home games this season and there was a packed gymnasium to support them, but they did well to adapt. Estevan lost 56-50 to North Battleford Composite in the B event semifinal, and 53-46 to Yorkton Regional. They were winless, but the combined point differential was 14 points. Moose Jaw Vanier beat Regina Winston Knoll 53-51 in the final. We run a competitive tournament, which is something that I am proud of. To have teams like North Battleford and Regina Winston Knoll return to our tournament every year is a big compliment, said Smoljak. We usually always have 4A and 5A teams attending our tournament, which is always nice to have. Important games before playoffs. As for the fundraising component, Smoljak said the support was amazing, as they raised just over $12,000 for the Lassie family. This year marked the first time that Shoot for a Cure has raised funds for an ECS student. In the past, it has supported an ECS staff member, a couple staff members' loved ones, and a couple ECS students' mothers, among others. Smoljak marveled at the generosity and support of the community. I loved having the gym packed for the pink game on Friday night. Such a cool atmosphere to play in. Our community is so generous with cash donations and raffle table items that were given. We are lucky to live in a community like this, said Smoljak, who said she could not thank the community enough. I had so many people tell me the connections that were made during that game were so meaningful. We had former beneficiaries, and their families attend the game and or made donations, as they knew how much it meant to them. Many ECS students and staff members attended, which Smoljak said was great to see. It was a wonderful way for the school and community to come together for the game. The pink game just showed that it is more than just about a sport but a way to connect and show support for others. I love that about our tournament. Smoljak said the players are better people after learning to give back and think of others. They are such amazing kids already that this is just something else to add to their positive qualities.